bring up anything, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, as we kick off another week of fun and excitement here without any Mark. Ha! Tonight it's Ian with you.
And it is Guard, Mark II.
Guard, welcome back to the program. Always nice having you here, especially nice when we get a little more time alone. We don't get much time alone these
days.
Celebrate
the holidays together. It's a Markless holiday, but it's still going to be okay.
It is, and Mark's away. He's doing a vacation thing down in Florida. He'll be back, I believe, for the Saturday show, if all goes as planned. We'll be here all week long. Well, not you, Guard, but we in general, meaning Free Talk Live, those of us who do this program, will be here to take your phone calls every night of the week, including Christmas Eve, including Christmas Day. So,
nice. I like it.
No time off for Free Talk Live, the show this week.
Hey, there's so much to talk about, so it's good that you're around, man. And I appreciate you being in here. And Mark, wherever you are, dude, I hope I filled the seat properly.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, as we will take your calls about whatever you want. But we're going to start things out here with some things that might be interesting to you, including some outrageous news, but if you've been kind of following the progress of the United States police state, then it's not really going to come as too big of a shock.
Not really.
Guard, can you lay it out for us here?
Yes, well, here in the land of the free, where everybody does things just right and we never do anything wrong under the auspices of the United States government, comes this story, which was posted by William Fisher at antiwar.com. And it reads, headline, U.S. Guantanamo prisoners, not persons.
Huh.
Yeah, you see, and this, I've heard this sort of thing before from conservative talk radio hosts. The idea that your rights are given to you by the U.S. Constitution, you see. So as long
poppycock.
As you're an American citizen, what's that?
I say that's poppycock.
Exactly.
Because, well, my idea of rights are something that you're inherently born with as a human being, and they're inseparable from you. We've discussed the idea of rights. I think it was during your show last week when you were here, we were talking about that. The idea that they don't really exist tangibly, obviously, otherwise the government wouldn't be able to do things like this.
That's right.
But they certainly are a great idea, and it's an agreement that is worth having between human beings. And the government is basically saying, oh, we don't agree. We'll tell you what you have and what you don't have, and we'll allow you to live or not.
And this is a really slippery slope that many conservatives have started to slide down. I don't know, it's some sort of funky demonic water slide, I think, because what they've done here is some of these conservative guys that say, these guys aren't American citizens. They don't deserve all the rights and protections granted to them by the Constitution. And again, a piece of paper formulated by politicians back in the 18th century does not give you any rights that you, as a flesh and blood creature, whether you thought you were created by God or you just spontaneously came up through chance and circumstance and genetics, you've got them. They're yours. Here's the story.
How could it give anybody rights? I mean, it's a piece of paper that was written on by some men.
Yeah.
How could a group of men sitting in a room somewhere just all of a sudden to decide to give everybody that came into life and at that time after them the concept of rights? That didn't exist before. Rights didn't exist before they sat down in that room together and thought it up. I mean, come on. They didn't think up rights.
And this goes all the way towards the concept of the creation of government. And the original idea of the creation of government was you had rights. You were supposed to be protected. I had rights. I was supposed to be protected. They thought that it took a government which took from you and infringed on those rights at the inception. So the concept of rights under even the founding fathers was always associated with an initial invasion of those rights. And now we've seen that pernicious idea blossom into the idea of, well, not only can we invade your rights, we can define what they are.
They can apparently define whether or not you're a person.
Yes. And this is the story. This is, again, William Fisher over at antiwar.com. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's refusal Monday, this last Monday, to review a lower court's dismissal of a case brought by four British former Guantanamo prisoners against former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, the detainee's lawyer charged Tuesday that the country's highest court evidently believes that, quote, torture and religious humiliation are permissible tools for a government to use. Okay,
wow.
That's the precursor. Here's the story, and it all deals with the circuit court and an appeal that was brought to the Supreme Court. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. had ruled that government officials were immune from lawsuit because at that time it was unclear whether abusing prisoners at Guantanamo was illegal. It's like the divine right of kings, for God's sake. It's like we're all feudal serfs.
So basically, this appeals court said that the government can just do whatever the hell it wants to, as long as nothing has been decided. As long as the courts haven't ruled on whatever it is, then they can just, everything they do is completely legitimate. Even if they decide later on that it was indeed illegal, it was still legal at the time that they did it, because we didn't know it was legal or illegal at the time they did it, because we hadn't thought about it yet or looked at it.
Absolutely right.
But it's really a great way to encapsulate what the government has been doing for the longest time, because they have, on one hand, their set of rules, the Constitution and their statutes and their ordinances and things like that. And on the other hand, there's what they actually do. So there's the rules, and then there's what they actually do, which is don't follow their rules. So if they're not following their rules, usually what ends up happening is police abuse people, they destroy lives, destroy houses, things like that.
Yeah.
Then if they happen to have destroyed the life of somebody who happens to be able to afford a lawyer, then they usually will challenge that destruction of their life. It then goes into the court system, takes about a decade or so to actually resolve, and most of the time resolves in the favor of the state. But occasionally the courts will say, oh, you should not have done that. Now, don't fire that police officer that harmed that family, but you should not have done that. You were in the wrong. So there's so often there's this little token of something that the court will give out to make it look like they're actually doing the right thing occasionally. But overall, 99 times out of 100, it's just they back up the tyranny.
And you know, Ian, what gets me about this is what you said. There was something that jumped out at me. Essentially, as long as there hasn't been a ruling, it's perfectly acceptable. So in other words, before they put all the war criminals on trial for the Nazis in World War II for the death camps, well, there had been no ruling up to that point. So it was fine.
The government agents, I mean, it's
totally fine.
We just have to back off here. We can't just jump to conclusions about these things.
But now, Ian, don't forget, now, these are enemy combatants, you see.
Oh.
You see, enemy combatants. And again, this goes towards any of the people who are constitutionalists out there. Those of you who think that we're in a so-called war on terror.
They wrote that in there, right, in the Constitution?
Sure. Jefferson was watching from afar. He would get the reports in the paper when he was over in France, and Ben Franklin was there, and Franklin said, hey, guys, listen, before we go any further, let's come up with a term that the government could use to apply virtually to anybody, and they don't have to declare war. And they could just imprison people and keep them there forever.
Right.
With no trial, no habeas corpus or anything like that. No evidence presented against them. And they can be tortured with means that were, after World War II, categorized as torture. And a Japanese soldier was given 17 years hard labor for doing this, i.e. waterboarding.
Well, it's wrong when the Japanese do it.
Well, that's it, because they're not us. So obviously anything we do is fine. And this is so sick.
This is, we're not even two paragraphs into this story, and it is it's so twisted.
Well, see, the thing that gets me about it is that it shows you just how confused and messed up people are when they look at what the United States does under the auspices of the War on Terror. Because anything is excusable. And this is exactly what, you know, I hate to say conspiracy theorists were like this, but this is exactly what a lot of people who observe political history know. If you get a crisis, a supposed crisis, then, and as Robert Higgs, and he's no conspiracy guy, he's a great political economist and philosopher, Robert Higgs has said there's this ratcheting effect. Every time they claim there's a crisis, a healthcare crisis, child care crisis, you know, elderly crisis, medical crisis, war on terror crisis, the government grows and it never, ever decreases in size.
Well,
your rights are forfeit.
Right. Where would the government be without its precious crises?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's much more to discuss about this outrageous Supreme Court decision, and we'll share it with you here in a moment. Also, take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's here in New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually getting active to achieve freedom. Because it's one thing to talk about getting free. It's another thing to actually do something. We're getting those people who are willing to do something together in the same place. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and get signed up. And I can tell you that based on the story we are sharing with you here to start this show out, you can't do this soon enough. You really can't become a Free State Project participant and move to New Hampshire soon enough. I wish I'd moved earlier. I mean, I moved 3 years ago, and I wish I'd moved earlier. But, you know, I moved when I moved, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I'm here now rather than down in Florida, still living down there. I'm glad I've had 3 years to build relationships with the other early movers here and get to know people like you, Gardner, and other natives, New Hampshire natives, that are also of a liberty mindset. Because what we're talking about here is the Supreme Court has refused to review a lower court's dismissal of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that basically said that the government officials were immune from lawsuit because at the time it was unclear whether abusing prisoners at Guantanamo was illegal. And this this lawsuit has basically, or this Supreme Court rejection of review has basically said that it's completely permissible for the government people to use torture and religious humiliation on its so-called enemy combatants.
Yeah, you've got a whole sequence, a whole domino effect here going on. One, starting with the non-declaration of war for those who are constitutionalists out there and those of us who understand that the Constitution has not stopped these guys from doing things they're not supposed to do. It's just a group of people down there who are writing up laws and doing things to hurt people in almost every instance. And they excuse it by just saying, well, we're in a war or we're trying to help people or whatever.
These are terrorists.
Yeah, it's all bogus. It's fake. It's absolutely fake. And it's predicated on an immoral construct. But we'll get to that in another time. Right now, for those of you who are, you know, pro-constitutionalists, there's a sequence in the United States Constitution for the operation of the military. If you think that that's the way it's supposed to work, then you have to declare war. They did not declare war. The White House under George Bush asked Congress not to declare war so that if they captured people, they wouldn't have to treat them under the Geneva Accords. If people actually read the Geneva Accords, they'll see that it doesn't matter whether you have declared war. You still have to treat them under the auspices of POWs.
Rule schmools,
exactly.
Gardner. We're the government. We'll do whatever the hell we want.
You know what?
You'll put up with it, because if you don't, we might put you in a cage.
That's right. And by the way, this is going to have a bearing on whether or not anybody can try Dick Cheney or any of these things for war crimes from other countries, because you know, this is the way this sort of stuff goes. But yeah, the story here also opens up, as we mentioned before the break, because not only are they in an undeclared war, which means that if they have not declared war, they can't hold them as POWs. Therefore, they have to hold them under U.S. code, U.S. criminal code. Any of these guys, you always hear these people saying, well, what are we going to do? Read them their Miranda rights out there in the battlefield? Well, guess what? You pinheads didn't declare stinking war, so you're going to have to operate under U.S. law as if you're trying to apprehend people. The only alternative is to issue a writ of marquee and reprisal, which means that, or mark and reprisal. And that means that you can hire people to go out and get these guys. Now, this is all under that dusty thing that nobody pays any attention to anyway and hasn't stopped the tyranny, the supposed U.S. Constitution. But that's the way it's supposed to work. So these guys, they're trying to slip through the cracks. They're saying, well, I'm George Bush, see? And what we did was, well, we didn't declare war, see? So we don't have to hold them as prisoners of war. We're holding them as enemy combatants. And for a while, as the Patriot Act declared for the first few years of the Patriot Act, any U.S. citizen could be held that way, too.
That's right.
Yep. And so therefore,
I'm pretty sure it can still be, you could be called an enemy combatant. I don't think that's been withdrawn, has it?
They did change it so that it's only foreigners that could be held as enemy combatants right now. But I don't know. There's some tricks that I think they could probably pull. But last I knew, Judge Napolitano was pretty sharp on that stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was good. But the thing that gets me is, so they haven't declared war. Therefore, these guys are supposed to be able to be tried under U.S. criminal code. Instead, they're held in Guantanamo. They're tortured. They're not prisoners of war. We can do this. No Geneva Accords. Right? Then some people protest in the United States saying, well, hold on a second. You got to give these guys a proper trial. Well, all these conservatives are saying, they're foreigners. they don't, and this is where we get to the point that we had earlier in the previous segment, they don't deserve the rights granted to us under the Constitution.
So sick.
See? And that, and so this is where all this twisted mentality comes. It's such unclear thinking. And it continues. This article, this is very interesting. This is from antiwar.com. Mm-hmm. Says, channeling their predecessors in the George W. Bush administration, Obama Justice Department lawyers, all you lefties out there who thought Obama was the savior, argued in this case that there is no constitutional right not to be tortured or otherwise abused in a U.S. prison abroad. And so many people say this sort of stuff. Excuse me, there are certain rules for the operation of the U.S. government, aren't there?
So they claim.
So they claim. And those rules are predicated on what? Plato? There's this thing called the Constitution. But, of course, it's malleable as Plato, according to these people. It says here, the Obama administration had asked the court not to hear the case. By agreeing, the court let stand an earlier opinion by the D.C. Circuit Court, which found that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a statute that applies by its terms to all persons, did not apply to detainees at Guantanamo, effectively ruling that the detainees are not persons at all for purposes of U.S. law.
This is where you get to, you start going down this rabbit hole, this legalese maddening rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Where people have called this show before, and I've looked into this, right, where they'll say that, well, you're not a person. Well, what do you mean I'm not a person? Well, if you look at the legal definition of person, you're not necessarily a person. A person can be a corporation. A person can be this. A person can be that. It's not necessarily a human being, you know, flesh and life human being. It's not necessarily that. A person is a legal construct. It's you know, a corporate entity that the government has created to act upon. And it's all very, very fantastic sounding and very interesting. But the reality is, if you get in front of a robed man and say, ho, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're going to put you in a cell. It doesn't matter. So what I'm saying is this kind of, there's this corporate person conspiracy out there. Well, they say, well, if you look at your driver's license, your name is in all caps, and that shows that you're a corporation. It's not actually you. That's a corporate person that they've created. It's a straw man that they act upon, and you just have to separate yourself from it. But it doesn't matter because it's all very interesting, and it's really based in something. Like, those claims that they make, when you start looking into it, you start thinking, wow, these guys are onto something. Because when you look into it, you look up the legal definition of person, and you do all of these things, you start finding out very bizarre things. I mean, how could they say that those people are not persons? It's because the term person is able to be defined by them. The term person is what they say a person is. So basically, they're saying that if we call you an enemy combatant, you're no longer a person, and so all of the U.S. law, which applies to persons, doesn't apply, because now you're an enemy combatant.
I feel like I'm in some sort of weird fantasy world.
It is so bizarre. There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, and a whole lot of trolls over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, I want to tell you about SACL CAI and Jason Osborne. He's the man behind the company, and he is also the man who has gotten behind so many great liberty-oriented products and liberty-oriented media, I guess. He's behind your show, Guard, the Liberty Conspiracy, libertyconspiracy.com. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But he's also involved in Think Twice News, which is, you mentioned during the break, their new movie is coming out. Tartarum, I believe, is how it's said. So he's behind that. He's backed up Barry Cooper in the past. I mean, the guy puts his money where his beliefs are. And so if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with Jason and SACL CAI, because they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. So we continue here, and we will take your phone calls about what you want. There's a lot to discuss about the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to essentially not hear a case that basically It basically says the government can torture people, and that's A-okay. There's
as
much
long
more
as they're hated enough,
right.
You can be tortured.
As long as they label you an enemy combatant, anything goes. And I want to get back into this here, but I want to make sure we get David on the air in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind tonight?
Evening, fellas.
Hey.
I was curious how – I had two quick questions. I was curious how the job market in New Hampshire has been holding up, specifically in Manchester. And I'm also curious if New Hampshire has any assault weapons laws like New York or California or Pennsylvania.
Well, I can tell you I'm not somebody who is an expert on laws, but I do know that the gun laws in New Hampshire are – compared to New York, going to be virtually non-existent. There are very, very few restrictions on owning and selling firearms in New Hampshire, but you might be best off looking on some sort of internet resource to find out exactly what that is. I mean, if you're all concerned about what the law says about guns, then you probably should go and find, you know, a more expert opinion rather than talking to some general talk show hosts. So I would say that you're likely going to find a lot more freedom here than you would in many other places. There are only two other places that have more gun freedom than New Hampshire, and that is Alaska and Vermont, as I understand it. So there's that. But as far as the employment situation goes, I did see a map recently on the unemployment numbers across the country.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire was one of the lower numbers. I mean, clearly there's some economic trouble across this country, and the numbers of unemployment are higher here than they've been in the past, but they're still lower here than they are in many other places, including, I think, most of the rest of New England. So I don't know specifically I can't speak to one city versus another, but
yeah,
I can tell you
stuff.
That.
But across the state, I'd say back in July, it was around 7.8, and it's probably around 8% or 7.5% right now across the state.
So, I mean, there are jobs out there for people that want them. It just depends on how picky you are, right? I mean, because people always say things like, oh, I can't find work. Well, are you looking at McDonald's? You know?
Yeah.
No, I will flip burgers. Well, then I guess you can't find work then. You know? So I think that you could find something. Though people recommend the people that have moved here and have found jobs, I'm fortunate that I have my own business. I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But the people that have moved here and have found jobs have said that it's easier to get a job in New Hampshire when you're actually in New Hampshire as opposed to sending in resumes and things like that from far away. For whatever reason, they just look at locals, people that are local to the business as more serious candidates for whatever reason. They just increases your odds. David, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm curious. So do people drive around with gun racks in the back of their vehicles and such?
Some of them do.
Like Texas? Or?
Southern New Hampshire, you're not going to see that very much. Northern New Hampshire, you'll see that, especially in hunting season, you'll see that.
You can walk around with a rifle strapped to your back in New Hampshire. It's no problem.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we got down where I live, we have a guy who pulls over and, you know, walks off in the woods and does all sorts of hunting and stuff like that. And he parks, like, you know, 40 feet from our driveway and, you know, he walks into the woods. And I don't have a problem with it. It's totally fine. You know, it's not in an area. People are responsible. So, you know, it's not a big deal. The distinction is going to be coming in whether or not you're going to have a concealed carry weapon or an open carry. And you just have to have a permit. So that's
pretty much what they claim.
Yeah, that's what they claim. Exactly. Well stated. Yeah.
And so how does the application for a concealed carry permit work out in New Hampshire?
I've never done it. It's called shall issue, and that means that they're supposed to give it to anybody unless they have, I guess, a criminal history or I don't know what. Look too closely into their laws because I don't really care what they say.
Yeah, there have been some rare exceptions where people have gotten caught up because there was some claim that was made against them, but no conviction. But usually it's a felony conviction. And actually, there's a little principle that you can derive from that, man, which is there must be something very, very strange going on with the criminal justice system if they deem you safe enough to go out to society, but not safe enough to carry a firearm. There's a problem there. And if you're a convicted felon and you've been released out into the public, certainly you should be able to get a firearm. Otherwise, why did they put you out into the public?
David, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I imagine the Free State Project likely has more resources that will answer these questions. You could go to freestateproject.org, and I believe there are lots of links and useful information that will tell you about all kinds of different topics here in New Hampshire. Now, there are a lot of problems here in New Hampshire. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It is not the free state right now. It's the project to create a so-called free state.
Yeah.
And that means that we got our work cut out for us. One thing is for sure, though, New Hampshire is still one of the freer states compared to the rest of the other 49. That is definitely the case. Some would argue that it is the freest of the 50 states.
Yeah, and I hope if people are going to come here, they're going to come here, Ian, to agitate, to protest, to get involved in some way, whether it's the peaceful, nonviolent protests that have been going on so much here in Keene, whether it's civil disobedience, or whether or not it's people getting involved with the political process in Concord, because if you want to come to New Hampshire and you want to live more freely, obviously you're probably driven by your principles. And remember, when you get here, there are people who have moved here who, just as their default mechanism, will work for the expansion of government because they vote and they don't think about the fact that when they're voting, they're forcing someone else to do something.
Right.
And there lies the inherent problem, and they've been trained that way since they were 5 or 6 years old in government schools. Everybody should vote. It's your right. No. Not a good idea when you're voting to force your neighbor to do something.
I agree with that completely, and it's one of the reasons why I don't think voting is going to be the most expedient fashion of attaining liberty in our lifetime. I think that people like Mark will point out that the political system has had some success, that the activists in the political system have had some success, and he's right about that. They have. It's been slow going, and of course we haven't exactly bowled them over with civil disobedience yet either, so it's just slow going in general. But I think that if all people were to do would be to vote, I don't think much would change. I think there has to be a multi-pronged approach that does involve all of those things that you were just mentioning, everything from politics to civil disobedience and non-cooperation and media efforts as well, which is part of what this show is about and your show as well.
You know what gets me, Lillian, is how far can we go with the frogs getting in this pot and just sitting here? You have, just last night into this morning, at 20 minutes after 1 in the morning, they had the cloture vote. I hate that term, cloture, on the healthcare fascism thing, on the health fascism thing in the Senate. Are people going to stand back and just say, well, you know, that's just the way it's got to go. They voted, and that's
some
the way
of them
it's got
to
be.
Some of them are. In fact, I'll come back to that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Plus, back to the enemy combatants. We need to cover a little more on that.
Sure.
Plus, we'll talk to you about anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. It's not too late to get your holiday shopping done, though you'll likely have to get some overnighting going on here if you think you want to get stuff by Christmas time.
It's worth it.
Maybe. You can go, if you think it's worth it, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can get your shopping done there. Or after the fact, you know, you can always, you're likely going to get, you might get an Amazon gift certificate. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Actually, I think we make the money on the gift certificate, so we won't make money on anything you buy with an Amazon gift certificate. But nonetheless, get in the habit of going to amazon.freetalklive.com, because virtually anything you purchase there, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So get the stuff you need, get the stuff you want at amazon.freetalklive.com. Unless you're not a person, in which case you apparently can't do anything. Because we're into this story from antiwar.com, and it's absolutely outrageous. The U.S. Supreme Court has basically backed up a lower court's decision that says that torture and religious humiliation are permissible tools for a government to use. And it goes on. Yeah, it goes on to say that the government officials are immune from lawsuit because of the torture that they performed on people, because the court didn't know at the time whether or not it was illegal or not. They hadn't made any decisions, so therefore, while the court was unsure, those guys can get away with anything they want to.
Are we simply in some sort of strange bubble, Ian, where, you know, we breathe some different atmosphere than so many of the people in the pop media circles?
Yeah, we breathe freedom.
Yeah, what you're saying should be so frightening to people and so electrifying to them that they should sit there and say, what are we going to do?
I would recommend
they come to New Hampshire.
But. Well, yes, that's a great solution. But apparently this went by without anybody really taking notice in the mainstream media.
It's amazing. And all these people who are in the pop media, who are always, you know, riding George Bush's back and so on, they give Obama a slide on the very same activity. Donald Rumsfeld was seen as an evil, evil guy. Well, yes. Hey, all you left-wingers out there, guess who was backing Donald Rumsfeld? Obama's Justice Department.
It's
get
the
it?
Same crew, man. It's all the same people. Even if the names change, they're doing the same exact thing.
They're doing it to people, by the way, who were eventually released and repatriated back to England and have not gotten in any trouble. The people who brought this lawsuit, it says here, the British detainees spent more than 2 years in Guantanamo and were repatriated to Britain in 2004. Oh, gee, that was almost 6 years ago, with no charges ever having been filed against them. 2 years of their lives taken away. Oh, but you see, they were evil from the outset. Well, gee, that's what the criminal trial is supposed to be about. And if you don't have evidence against them, you're supposed to let people go. That was the whole point.
Not going
to
happen. And that was the story that we did share recently,
yes,
that did make the media, that they were going to be moving the Guantanamo detainees,
yes,
to a facility in Illinois.
Right.
And there was statements made to the effect of, well, yeah, these will be taken care of with military tribunals, right?
Yeah, I mean, Obama was the one who said that they weren't going to do that, remember? He was the one who said, no, this isn't right, this isn't right. There was a Supreme Court precedent in the Hamdan case a few years ago. There was the Hamdi case and there was the Hamdan case. Both of those Supreme Court precedents, even though Antonin Scalia had said that he would never, ever vote for these guys to get habeas corpus trials, he said, I'll be damned. This is a quote. I'll be damned before I give them the right to habeas corpus, because he's got a son in the Marines.
Nice.
Who's out on the so-called war. If Antonin Scalia can't recognize that the United States government hasn't declared war and that his son is operating in an unconstitutional, illegal fashion based on his own dictates, and he's there ruling on the highest court of the land's opinions, we've got a real problem.
Oh, we've had a problem.
Right. So the Hamdan case, they already ruled. This goes contrary to one of their previous rulings. They already ruled that they can have habeas corpus hearings.
Well, isn't that kind of the fun of having different rulings? I mean, because then the government can essentially, it can cite whatever ruling it wants to. Well, they've ruled about this in the past, so therefore this is case law. Well, the other ruling says different. Oh, well, don't worry about that. We're only citing this one ruling. It does. They can just do whatever the hell they want to do, and they're admitting it. I mean, that's what's kind of changing here, it seems, is that the information travels so quickly and it's so easy to get our hands on this info that now they're just coming right out and they're just admitting that, hey, we'll do whatever we want to. If we want to lock you away and throw away the key and have a military tribunal and not let it be a public trial or anything like that, we'll just call you something different. You're not a person.
Yeah.
You're an enemy combatant, and voila, you now are subject to our whims.
There are two things that come to mind. The first is anyone who's read the book Animal Farm by George Orwell. Animal Farm is essentially an allegory to the Bolshevik Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
There are three leaders in it, just like there were three leaders in the original Soviet Revolution, Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky. One of the leaders, they're animals. They revolt against the farmer. One of the leaders is tossed out. Okay, and that's a Snowball is the character,
right.
Snowball, tossed out. The other two are like Lenin and Stalin, and they end up, they're pigs. They end up, because they're the smart ones, they end up writing these rules, like a constitution. You know, four legs good, two legs bad, that sort of thing. And they put them up on the side of the barn, on this red barn, mm-hmm, right? By the end of the book, the pigs have taken advantage of the system that they've created, the governmental system that they've created in revolution against tyranny, and they have rewritten the rules. It's now four legs good, two legs better, and the pigs come walking out on their hind legs. They've trained themselves to walk. So now they're carrying guns. So if you look at what the United States government does through the judicial system, that is, they are the pigs. They are the
sure
marching
are.
Pigs. That's exactly what they're doing. They're rewriting these things with rulings. They don't have to reword the Constitution, and the Constitution can't stop them. This is what the anti-federalists warned against. This is exactly what we're trying to express to people. You've got to get over this idea that the salvation of your lives will be the U.S. Constitution. Sure, you might be able to pare things down and get into a more competing federalist system. and, you know, hey, that might be satisfactory for a while. But let me tell you, when George Washington was president, he broke the Constitution right off the bat by marching on the Whiskey Rebellion. He brought an army as big as the Army of the Potomac down into western Pennsylvania to crush people who were just selling whiskey they made themselves because the United States government wanted to tax it.
So we come back to where you were, the question you were asking
yes.
before about people and what they're going to do, right? I mean, are they just going to, oh, they passed
yeah,
the health care
thing. Yeah, I'm getting,
thing.
I'm just sitting here, you know, it's so much fun to come in with you. And yet at the same time, Ian, I'm getting so agitated. It gets me so ticked off.
Sorry.
Because, well, you know, like you guys have come to New Hampshire, and for like all my stinking life, I've had to sit through numbskull teachers, stupid politicians coming through my town, shaking people's hands. You got to count your fingers after you shake hands with these jerks to see if they haven't stolen them. And, by the way, that's a line I lifted from David Eddings from Sparhawk books. But, you know, these – it's just oh, – I'm sorry. I'm honest. I guess I can never run for politics. But it yeah. disgusts me. And yet we see people – what are they going to do? What the heck are they going to do?
We had somebody call our Saturday show this weekend who was – because I'd mentioned the idea of civil disobedience during the show. I just love slipping that idea in as often
oh,
as possible.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mentioned it, and he calls in to say, yeah, we need mass civil disobedience. This healthcare thing is going too far. And da 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 mass civil disobedience. I said, all right, what are you going to do about it? And he says, well, I said, are you going to not pay taxes? Yeah, I'm not going to pay taxes. I said, great. Welcome
right.
to the club.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, well, what if – the whole government health care proposal just gets wiped off the table. It's gone. It's no longer
Great question.
Being considered. What if it's no longer being considered? Are you just going to go back to your life? He said, yeah, I think I'll just go back to my life. And I said, so the, you know, the multi-trillion dollar federal government, all the government programs, all the things that they've done to you, that's not enough to make you want to do civil disobedience. It's just this one thing.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, am I being too condescending towards that particular mindset?
No.
Because I feel like I'm being a little condescending here. Why is it now, all of a sudden, that the government is, oh, it's gone too far? Well, wait a minute. It's only another $1 trillion, right?
Exactly.
What are we talking about
it's
here?
It's insane. I mean, they should have – it went too far when Washington marched on the whiskey rebellions.
Yeah.
It went too far when Hamilton tried to create the central bank. It went too far when Lincoln suspended habeas corpus himself, which is what Congress can only do that. It went too far
– oh, these people can't think past 2001.
It went too far when they – even though they had a declared war, they imprisoned Japanese Americans under FDR. It went too far with the highway system. It went too far with Social Security. It went too stinking far. When are people going to realize that if they go any further, they are falling off the proverbial cliff?
Great question. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to jump in here. Add your thoughts to the mix. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.